You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. 10 years ago this month, a little startup called Uber Cab launched in San Francisco. A decade later, ride hailing has revolutionized transportation and also faced a lot of criticism. In 2017, Uber took on a wave of especially bad press. That year, over 400 women and people of color who worked at Uber sued the company. They said they faced discrimination. But discrimination inside the company has gotten more attention than another question. Do drivers ever discriminate against passengers who are people of color? KALW's transportation reporter Eli Wertschafter is here with me to look at that question. Hey, Eli.
Hey, Hannah. So I wanted to focus on discrimination against passengers because old school taxi drivers, unfortunately, are notorious for this, especially for not picking up black passengers, right? I remember how Obama even joked about this when he was first running for president.
Senator Obama, how do you address those who say you're not authentically black enough?
You know, when I'm catching a cab in Manhattan in the past, I think I've given my credentials.
Everyone gets the joke because it's common knowledge that black people in America often have trouble trying to hail a taxi.
Yes, it is. It's common knowledge. But is there research to back that up? We do fact-checking here, Eli.
Oh, yeah, there is research. So, for example, there was a recent experiment in Seattle where riders tried to hail a cab. There were black riders and white riders. And they found that taxis were about 3 times less likely to stop for the black riders.
Three times.
Mm. And this is not just people trying to flag taxis driving by. A couple years ago, there were 2 black police officers in L.A. who went undercover as passengers and tried to get into taxis at the airport at LAX. Right? So they're not trying to get the attention of a taxi on the street. This is a face-to-face interaction with a taxi driver who is in line waiting for passengers.
Right.
And they said that 20% of the drivers didn't let them get into their taxis, which is completely illegal.
Okay, so the stories and the anecdotes about taxi drivers add up to something you can actually measure.
Yeah, and of course, it's not all cabbies, but it's enough to earn this reputation.
Okay, so then Uber and Lyft come along in the last decade, and now you can request a ride through an app. Is there still some kind of discrimination against black riders?
The short answer is yes, there's discrimination, but a lot less than in the taxi industry.
Can the driver even know the race of the person they're picking up on an app?
Yeah, well, it depends a bit on which app. On Lyft, the driver can see your profile picture if you have one.
If I have one.
If you have one.
See, I don't have one, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't know.
But they could know your name, which on Lyft could be a pseudonym. But on Uber, you're using a real name. And with either of these apps, the driver can also see your location as well as whatever name you have on the app before they pick you up.
So they judge based on all of that together.
Based on those things, they could come to conclusions about who's going to get into their car.
And they can just cancel the ride?
Yeah, they can either not accept the ride in the first place or cancel it after they get more information about the rider.
Mm-hmm.
And this is part of how the companies say that drivers are independent contractors, not employees of the company. The driver has a right to drive when they want and to pick up who they want.
So they could come down the street, see a black passenger, and then just cancel the ride.
Right. Although it seems like most of the time the cancellation happens earlier in the process when the driver sees a name or maybe a picture. And I should say that both Uber and Lyft try to prevent drivers from canceling too often and that they suspend drivers who cancel too many rides. So drivers can't cancel all the time, but they do have an ability to cancel occasionally. Now, they're not allowed to make the official reason discrimination. That's against the policy, but they do have the right to cancel.
Okay, so I have had the experience of an Uber driver cancel on me after accepting the ride. I am black, but my profile picture is not on there, so it's tricky. I don't know if it's about my blackness, but like my brothers live in DC and they say Uber drivers cancel on them all the time. So is there data to show that black riders are getting canceled on more often?
Yeah, we don't have information directly from the companies, but there have been 2 studies on this recently. One in 2016 by the National Bureau of Economic Research. That's a nonpartisan research group. And the other study was done just last year by a grad student at UCLA, Anne Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those studies found that black riders do get canceled on more often than white riders, and that on average, black passengers have to wait longer than white passengers.
Waiting longer, why?
Well, if they get canceled on, or if a driver simply decides not to take their ride requests, they then get reassigned to a new driver. Now, that takes time, so that means...
I've had that happen, too.
Okay. You know, maybe we all have, but maybe it happens more often to you. And in that time, it means, you know, you're waiting longer before you get picked up. Not a lot longer, just a minute on average for Black riders in the most recent study. But that's enough to show there is evidence of some kind of discrimination.
Okay. And is there a difference in those numbers between Uber and Lyft, or is it the same pretty much?
Well, how it happens on each platform is a little different, but the results do end up being similar. With Lyft, the driver can reject the passenger before the rider knows they've been assigned. So a Black Lyft rider might not even know they're getting canceled. On their end, they'll just see that they're waiting longer to match up with the driver.
Mm-hmm.
On Uber, on the other hand, the driver gets assigned right away, but then the driver has an opportunity to cancel the ride afterwards. At that point, they see your name, which they could associate with you being from a certain race. So in the 2016 study, male riders with African-American sounding names were more than twice as likely to get canceled.
Okay, so you just said male riders. Does the gender of the rider actually matter?
In the most recent study, it didn't find a significant difference between men and women. But the earlier study from 2016 found that, yes, discrimination was mostly focused on Black men.
Mm.
That study also found that women of all races were generally taken on longer rides. The authors think that maybe drivers are taking women on a longer route in order to charge them more, or maybe that drivers could be trying to flirt with their female passengers and slowing the ride down for that reason. But I should say that that difference between men and women didn't show up in the more recent study.
That is very interesting, because that actually happened to me once. So let's stay on the race issue. What do Uber and Lyft say in response to this evidence that drivers are discriminating against Black passengers?
Well, they say they respond to all rider complaints and that drivers who racially profile are suspended. But they also point out that, like I said, there's much more discrimination in the taxi industry. So these apps are an improvement in that way. And the companies add that overall, these apps are serving low-income people in ways that taxis didn't, by being more affordable and by covering a wider geographic area.
Mm-hmm. So these are companies based in San Francisco where the people writing the code could make decisions to change things. What can the companies do to cut back on discrimination on their services?
The companies could do more to track whether a driver has patterns of not picking up riders of a certain race. Right now, they track a driver's overall cancellation rate, and they say they'll take action if a rider complains that they're being discriminated against. But they told me they're not measuring whether any driver is discriminating overall.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other ways they could try to address this issue. For Lyft, they could prevent drivers from seeing the rider's photo. And for Uber, they could allow riders to make up a pseudonym instead of using their real names.
Mm-hmm.
The companies could also offer a racial bias training to their drivers, which right now they do not.
So are Lyft and Uber saying they'll do any of those things?
No. I asked the PR people for these companies, and they didn't exactly rule out doing things like that in the future, but they also didn't say anything like that was in the works.
Mm-hmm.
And part of this, again, I think goes back to Uber and Lyft saying that the drivers are independent contractors. The more training they give to the drivers, or the more the companies control how the drivers use the app, the harder it is to justify that these people are not employees and don't get employee benefits.
So both Lyft and Uber are expected to go public this year. Do you think that will change anything?
I mean, it's hard to say for sure, but there's definitely going to be even more scrutiny on them now.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have to share a lot more information with the public. They'll be accountable to more investors who might care about things like equity. You know, for so long, these companies were operating in the startup mentality, where they broke rules and tried new things and only had to answer to a small group of venture capital investors.
Mm-hmm.
And now, this is 10 years later in the case of Uber. They're these giant, multi-billion dollar companies that affect all of our lives. And when they go on the stock market, they're going to have to answer to the public in a new way.
All right. Thanks, Eli.
Thanks, Anna.
Eli is KALW's transportation reporter. You can reach him at transportation@klw.org.